Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk for the next 120 minutes. I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's when I get to share with you goofy things like I'm going to share with you next segment. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling right now. I can't handle the truth right now, and I'll tell you what that truth is in the next segment. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Why not? The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? Because if you do, we want you to call. Give us a holler. Share with the body of Christ the great things the Lord's doing in your life. 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. And now we have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
This was not written for chiefs.
What do you mean not written for chiefs? Of course there is one, Chief Walter.
Hear me. Hear this! Among my people, we carry many such words as this from many lands, many worlds. Many are equally good and are as well respected. But wherever we have gone, no words have said this thing of importance in quite this way. Look at these three words written larger than the rest with a special pride never written before or since. Tall words proudly saying, we the people.
Excellent clip. Nice job right there. Ladies and gentlemen, what are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thing. He's taking your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, and fascinating callers have never been a part of our show. Sorry. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, let's talk about a floppy mattress.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit teamkiaofelcajon.com.
The weather is finally changing and it's about to get cold. Well, cold Southern California style. Plus, the holidays are coming. Now, imagine having a house full of family and friends over and you turn on your heater for the first time in I don't know how long and you get that smell. You know the one. It's like all the dust blowing out and pet dander and who knows what else. Furnaces and heaters are one of the biggest culprits of indoor air pollution. Your family and friends deserve to breathe clean, warm air. And so do you. Now, my friends, Ken and Tina Starr at Home Comfort USA have the solution. For only $49, they'll send a technician to your home to complete a full furnace safety inspection. In addition, they'll perform a 32-point tune-up on your furnace. This $49 furnace safety check and tune-up will keep your family safe and warm all throughout the holidays, all while saving you money and improving the comfort in your home. Call Ken and Tina at Home Comfort USA at 858-866-8637. That's 858-866-8637. 858-866-8637.
CSLB number 974908.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what do you love most about your job?
When we first took over the store, we were selling 6 cars a month. Right now, we're averaging about 220, 230 cars. We had about 10 employees, and right now we have 81. I get to see them grow. Customers that have come in that have bad credit and they want help on reestablishing their credit. That's super rewarding. It's just like a trickle-up effect.
Go to teamkiaofelcajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check. KPRZ wants to equip pastors and church leaders with Salem Church products, resources for the creative church, special offers, articles, and resources for pastors like Pastor's Deals, Monthly Pastor's Letter, Art of Marriage video events, and KPRZ promotions like Church of the Week and Ministry of the Month, empowering you to do the work of the ministry. Plus, your invitation to KPRZ's free annual signature events like appreciation luncheons and golf tournaments. Learn more. Visit KPRZ.com.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. You've heard me for many years tell you what I believe is the best investment, no questions asked. Because, well, good like stock market growth without the risk of losing principal and interest no matter how far the market could fall. Gold, silver, stocks, real estate can all lose. Don't wait for another catastrophe like in 2008 when millions were lost. Roll over those IRAs, 401k, SIPs, or any money you want to keep safe. One of the biggest concerns people say is, Craig, I don't want your index product because it ties up my money. Well, not anymore. I have a new product. Most index products have penalties if you bail out early, and you could lose some principal. This product lets you have all your original investment back anytime you want to bail out. So now you have instant liquidity. And the best reason to do this is you get an immediate 6% bonus added to your initial investment. 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all, and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. Rate subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
In this sad position where I lie from the corner of my eye.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Oh, I want to tell you, we got some special guests that we're going to be having in our studio today. One of them is our very own Chef B. Chef B is coming back in the studio. I'm excited about that, huh? He's got some very cool news he wants to announce. We're looking forward to that. We also have Pastor Craig Brown from First United Methodist Church going to be coming into the studio as well. So it's going to be a studio-filled time. Very exciting. Let me tell you now ahead of time that if you want to call the station, you can do so by doing the 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473 number. Or if you want to reach us by email, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, you can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, or just make a comment, and communicate with us that way. You know who this segment's brought to you by? Do you want to know who's bringing this segment?
Well, my guess would be Comfort Plus Mattress, but since they don't sponsor the show, I think you just need to go take a rest on your mattress.
Yeah, it's not. It's Excalibur Roofing. Excalibur Roofing is our sponsor.
Not DiMaggio?
Roof. Roof. Excalibur Roofing. Now, if there's anything you got going on, new roof construction, old roof replacements or repairs, anything like that, okay? Anything like that. You give them a call at 760-743-8803. You can also go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. You can also go to Facebook/ExcaliburRoofing. You can also go to a search engine, type in Excalibur Roofing. The key component here, folks, is if you have a roofing issue and you want to do business with people who want to make their business honorable unto the Lord, then you are in the right space. If you touch base with Excalibur Roofing, you're in the right space. You're in the right place because they will take care of you. They're committed to their projects. They're committed to the customer satisfaction. They're committed to doing the job with every ounce of the best they can that they've got. You like that? That's a good way to say that. 760-743-8803. Excalibur Roofing at ExcaliburRoofing.com. So I mentioned to a few people here at the radio station a little bit earlier about what took place for me over the weekend. And I realized that when I was telling it to Ohio State Ron, he thought that was rather humorous. And then when I was telling our very own robot producer, he thought that was humorous. And I thought, you know, true to my form, never having really a plan, I think I'm going to share what happened with me.
Even if it was just me and Ohio State Ron that you told, it's 2-1, so it's very humorous.
Well, it's humorous. It's this. And now, there's two elements to it, two components I want to make sure everybody understands. One element is that my kids are coming in. My eldest son is coming in to spend almost 3.5 weeks at our house. Now, he's not going to spend the entire time. He's 31, okay? And, of course, he thinks he knows everything, and apparently he's grown a very large beard.
and is going around calling himself a mountain man.
wait a minute. 3.5 weeks? That would make the spoon tradition of Thanksgiving alone null and void.
Yeah, this is the problem here. See, the tradition that we've had for years now, we've gone on, I think it's 7 or 8 years, is Noelle and I, my wife and I, we simply don't have family over during Thanksgiving like everybody else does, because we believe, now this is just follow me, we believe a great tradition is her and I eating as much as we want, knowing that everything you eat is negative calories. So that's totally cool. It's the only day of the year that it happens. Everything is negative calories. We cook up a storm. She cooks up a storm. I mean, I don't cook up the storm. I watch the Lions 99% of the time lose, although in the last couple of years doing a little better. And it's a tradition, and we eat. We don't answer cell phones. We don't take emails. It's like a non-communication day, and it's been marvelous. You know how people have stressful Thanksgivings and family and prep? Ours is like the best in the world. It's so much fun. We have such a great time together. We'll watch a movie together. It's just a blast. We just have a great time. I even help straighten up. I don't do a lot of things in the cooking department because I'm really, really bad. But I do carve the turkey. I do carve a turkey.
Hey, you make a mean omelet.
How do I make a mean omelet?
With everything included. Remember?
Yeah. No. How?
You told me that you usually use
that's called the all-encompassing omelet, where I throw everything in there. And then I put honey on it, and it's good no matter what. that's the solution to everything. What does it taste like? Lousy? Watch this. And then it's sweet. Yeah,
It'd be good.
So anyway, we're going to lose this tradition. I'm a little bit discouraged about that because my son's going to be here. But I was lobbying last night to convince my wife, to convince my son to go to Denny's. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not sure that's going to work, and it's probably not great Christian parenting. So for those people out there that are going, well, that's not very good Christian parenting. Yeah, I know. You don't have to tell me. But that doesn't mean it's not a solid idea. And so we're working on an angle to get them to they can go to Denny's. Or, you know, or I heard there's some really good Thanksgiving dinner over in Arizona. So they can take a quick journey that way, even though they're driving in from Florida.
You know, you hadn't told me that part as a father myself. I endorse that idea.
Yeah. I mean, that's and to give you an idea of why I came to that conclusion, it had to do with what happened earlier. And what happened earlier is the wife said, we got to bring the bed out of the garage up the stairs. And for us, it's a steep upstairs. And I got to put the bed in the room where our office is. And we got to turn the office into a bedroom so he can have a place to stay. And it dawned on me when I was going up the stairs and the mattress was flopping over. You know, when you bring up a mattress, it doesn't stay still. Have you noticed that they're bendy?
Yeah, you normally need about 2 to 3 people.
Yeah, it's bendy. That's the word I'm using. And it's flopping over. And I don't know. I mean, if it would have fallen off the rail as I was going up, it would have dropped, you know, 40, 50 feet. And it's because it goes way down. Ours goes from the one level, it goes up, and then it drops 2 levels. So I was doing that. And then I was bringing up the box spring, and I was doing it all by myself. And then considering wisely, why am I doing this?
Levi didn't help you?
No. No, Levi thought something was going on. Every time we move a piece of furniture, Levi thinks we're moving. And he doesn't like that. We move a lot because we're like a very, you know, we go with the flow. That's how we do it. And so the dog was starting to get upset, and Noelle's had to calm him down. And I'm moving the mattress and the box spring, and we're talking queen size. So we're not talking king, but we're not talking twin. And I'm taking it up the stairs, and I'm thinking, you know, why can't they do what I used to do when I would go somewhere and sleep over? I would take a sleeping bag and sleep over. Why can't they have a sleeping bag? Who got rid of that? That would be normal. Who got rid of sleeping bags as a way to sleep? I don't understand how that happened. Then we have my other kids coming in additionally in 2 weeks. So the one kid's coming in next week. Then the other kids, the other sets of kids are all coming in 3 weeks after that. So we're going to have all these people in a 2-bedroom, 1,100 square foot home. And so I was thinking that maybe that's a good time for Noelle and I to look for a motel deal. So we can have some privacy. That's my thinking. And then we got into the discussion about the Thanksgiving. Now, the reason I'm bringing all that up is because guess what's coming round the corner? That'd be the holidays. Different holidays for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and so on, and New Year's. And people tend to do either celebratory. Some people get depressed during the holidays because they don't have somebody to spend it with. Don't do that. Don't get depressed during the holidays. If you're going to be, you think you're going to be alone, connect with some body of believers and get in touch with somebody.
You can always make it work.
Yeah, you do something about that. But utilize this. I've been telling people that I run into the entire day and the entire last week, use these holidays as a recharger. Use them as a refresher. Use them as a time to kind of build up your strength and strengthen yourself in the Lord. Spend time in prayer. Spend some extra time in the Bible. Get a commentary. If you've never had a commentary, you can go to a used bookstore and buy a commentary for $3. Go do that and get some extra time and get yourself prepared, because there's a lot of stuff coming. There's a lot of pressure from the world. There's a lot of pressure for people to perform and to be perfect people. Let me tell you something. This is a great time to enjoy the power of grace. Enjoy the power of grace. It's so awesome because you can't deserve it. You can't earn it. It's given to you. You receive it like a gift, and it's a blessing. So make this a season of grace. It's not a positive attitude, a positive anything. Just really concentrate and focus on grace this up and coming holiday season, and watch how much better of a holiday season it is. And maybe I'll have grace and let my kids eat Thanksgiving with me on Thanksgiving Day. I wouldn't bet on it, but it could happen. Anyway, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're looking at a DDD and a little history. Don't go anywhere.
About the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
No one in San Diego should be hungry this Thanksgiving. $1.67 is all it takes to set another place at the table. Hi, I'm Herb Johnson, President and CEO of the San Diego Rest Commission. You can provide delicious Thanksgiving dinners for hungry men, women, and children who are homeless this holiday season. Please make a gift today. Last year, I met Linda and her little boy, Timmy, and baby daughter, Caitlin, at our last Thanksgiving banquet. They were homeless, yet so grateful for their delicious turkey dinner and care package. Since then, Linda and her children have been living here at the Rest Commission in the Women and Children's Center, thriving in their supportive environment. It all began with that Thanksgiving dinner. Your gift today can help turn other families' lives around. Remember your brothers and sisters in San Diego this Thanksgiving.
To give today, visit sdrescue.org or call 888-SD-RESCUE.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Many of us believers still get stuck or caught up in certain sins and behaviors that are destructive. Hey, David Spoon here. In 36 years of being a Christian, I've learned a few things. And at times, we need extra help to break through the slavery of addictions. When I first met Tommy Hawthorne from Genesis Recovery, we immediately connected because his heart to help those in the bondage of addiction was genuine. The people of Genesis Recovery work with the most difficult cases, and they help the walking wounded get a new start, a new beginning. Redemption and sobriety are their weapons, and the battles are being won every day.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hawthorne. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. If you'd like to help us reach and equip those at the brink, consider joining our mission. You can donate goods and services or sponsor a scholarship with a financial donation, and we can always use your prayers. You can contact me directly at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com. Give the gift of freedom and set the captives free. In Jesus' name.
I had over $42,000 in credit card debt. I was in over my head. I found myself charging expenses like groceries and gas just to make my monthly payments. My credit cards were almost maxed out. That's when I found Christian Credit Counselors.
Unfortunately, Jamie's situation is not unique. Across America, many people have found themselves relying on credit cards to get through tough times, a job loss, medical expenses, or other unexpected financial hardships. Christian Credit Counselors has been there. We understand, and we are here to help. Our debt management program can help you consolidate your bills, lower your monthly payments and interest rates, stop late fees and creditor calls, and reduce debt faster. Call today, 1-800-557-1985. As a nonprofit organization, your freedom from debt is our number one priority. It's one monthly payment that works for you. It's debt consolidation you can trust. Call us today to begin your journey to financial freedom. 1-800-557-1985 or visit www.christiancreditcounselors.org.
Don't let your home painting project turn into this. Use the professionals at Darby Painting, the residential painting specialist. With over 40 years experience and an A-plus rating in the BBB, Darby Painting is committed to excellence, quality, and value, which is good for you because then you have more time for good old-fashioned relaxing and less time for getting stressed out. The team of experts at Darby Painting can't wait to show you the quality and value of their work. And they do way more than just painting. They do carpentry, drywall repair, deck restoration, and acoustic removal. Darby Painting is so eager to help you that they're going to give you a written warranty and $100 off your project just by mentioning KPRZ.
Join thousands of satisfied clients and ditch the stress. Call Darby Painting, 619-250-7488. 619-250-7488. Darby Painting, completely licensed, bonded, and insured. 619-250-7488. License number 949677.
Calling all military personnel, the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway would like to say thank you to our troops. The entire month of November, come up for a visit, bring six of your friends, and you'll enjoy a 10% discount for all. For more information, visit pstramway.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Again, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our good friends Tom and Brittany and baby Brielle. Here's the bottom line. If you want an opportunity to save some money on your electric bill, you call these guys, they come out, they do a free analysis. The unbelievable thing is between now and December 13th, even if you don't end up doing anything with them, they're going to take $100 for each person that contacts them and donate it to Toys for Joy right here in San Diego. So you give them a call, you check it out, they do an analysis. It doesn't work out, no big deal, they're still donating the money. If you end up purchasing something from them, they take $500 off the top and give it to Toys for Joy until they reach $10,000. So that they can give away because they have been so blessed that they have a baby and their life has changed completely. Now they have a baby. Wait till they come back for Thanksgiving. Wait, no, let's not go down that road, huh? Let's give a little time to enjoy the baby. 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303 or currentsd.com. Or go to a search engine and type in Current Solar Contracting. The best thing about it, though, is these guys are solid to the point where no matter what happens, they will work with people. They just really push for outstanding customer satisfaction. They're really committed to that. And they love the Lord, and they love helping people. And they're just the right kind of people. It's just like what we were talking about with Eric and Ingrid Holloway with Excalibur Roofing. You know what? The people at Current Solar Contracting love to do it right, to walk it right, to function in it right. They really enjoy what they do, and it shows. And that's very cool. Okay. All right.
It's all right.
Got some interesting history that you might not be aware of.
Yeah.
Today is Electronic Greeting Card Day. And as I've said before in the past, we think all the holidays were actually created by greeting card companies. So who do you think I think created Electronic Greeting Card Day?
Hallmark.
Somebody. It's got to be one of them. There's no way that they just came, somebody came up with that sitting on their couch going, hey, I think I'm going to lobby Congress and we're going to create a day called Electronic Greeting Card Day. Yeah, that happened. Then the guy finished the pizza and then he went to Congress and he sold them on it. On this day in 18... Sure, it did. That's what happened. Sure. 1851, on this day, the United States Post Office issued a one-cent carrier stamp to make it easier to pay for fees for delivering and collecting letters. So this is actually the anniversary of the first stamp, the 1 cent stamp. What do you think of that?
That's pretty cool.
I thought that was rather interesting.
Worth about a penny.
Yeah.
About 1 cent.
Yeah.
See, but see, you know, it don't, you know what doesn't make fully sense? Because they didn't get their 2 cents.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so they didn't get enough cents.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
They need some common sense. Additionally, on this day, this is pretty interesting, kind of. In 1962, Frankie Valli, as the lead singer of the Four Seasons, they began a 5-week run with their big song, Big Girls Don't Cry. You know, Big Girls Don't Cry. You know that one. For those that were, for whatever reason in the universe, into the type of show that is all about drama. What do we call the types of shows that are all about drama? The daytime shows that are all about drama.
Soap operas.
Soap operas. You want to know why? Because after you watch it, you got to wash your mind off just to be clean. But anyway, on this day in 1981, Luke Spencer married Laura Baldwin in the big wedding of the year for General Hospital. I don't know why that's in my notes. Somebody thinks that's funny. Here's something you don't know historically. In 1800, on this day, Congress met in Washington, D.C. for the first time. See, not 1776, 1800. I thought that was interesting. This is also the same day, although here's an ironic twist, where President Nixon said, "I am not a crook." Hey, is there any connection between Washington, the Congress meeting in Washington for the first time, and it's the same day that he said, "I am not a crook"?
And then he took a sword and twisted it with relish.
Interesting. And then additionally, Arnold Schwarzenegger sworn into office right here on this day in 2003.
None of these things that he does.
He loved it. You do that good. You have a good Arnold voice.
Actually, I've talked to Arnold about 5 seconds each time for a handful of times the last couple of years.
Yeah. Did you tell him that Twins wasn't as good as you thought, as he thinks it was?
No, but I did tell him, getting him on one of our local talk shows on our sister station, I always say, "Hey, Arnold, it's great to have you back on the show." And the last time, "Listen, I do not have time for the small talk. Just put me on the L right now."
Very good. This is the best part of the history, and then we'll get to a DDD. In 1968, on this day, the night of the Heidi Bowl. Now, do you ever hear about this? NBC switched from football to the movie Heidi. Listen, in the missing 42 seconds, the lagging Raiders scored 2 touchdowns, defeating the Jets. So they call it the Heidi Bowl. Now that, folks, you can say whatever you want. That's classic.
And in walks Brian K. Smith.
And then what, Brian K. Smith? He walked in? Oh, there he is. Hey, Brian, how are you? Here we go. Here's the tough DDD for the moment. Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Get ready. Get ready. This is a toughie. Oh, it's a toughie. Here's what it says. "And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance." Okay, this is not the easiest one to handle, but it is an important one. Romans chapter 5, verse 3. "And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance." Here's what it says for those that think that Christianity is just one big carnival. Oops. It says we exult, we honor, we glorify God in our tribulations. We exult in our tribulations. Guess what? If it says we exult in our tribulations because they develop perseverance in us, we're supposed to exult in tribulations. I want to make a promise for you right now. You a Christian, you're going to have tribulations. I did not say you're going through the great tribulation. I said you're going to have tribulations. That's just part of the process. Through many tribulations, one must enter the kingdom of God. So the idea that everything is just always perfect, always rosy, not anywhere in Scripture at any point. I will say this. It's an interesting passage because it says that through the tribulations, they bring about perseverance. And I will tell you the one characteristic that Christians are missing more than anything else, and that's the stick-to-itness attitude. There's a lot of people really lack in that. Like, no, I'm going to stick with it. Going to push on. Going to keep going. And if tribulations in our lives that are ordered of the Lord or allowed from the Lord produce perseverance, I hate to say it, but that's a good thing. Now, that doesn't make me happy because I'm not looking for more tribulations. Don't get the wrong idea. I'm not going, "Oh, boy, you know, can I have more, please? More, please?" No, I feel the splinters in my head from the 2x4 that smacks me around quite often. Here's what I'm trying to say. In the end game, in the end result, Even in our tribulations, we can have a thankful heart, a heart that's grateful to God, one that shows appreciation for his tremendous mercy and tremendous kindness, because through those tribulations and through those troubles that we go through, they produce perseverance, and perseverance is a good characteristic. Think of it in that term. Maybe I'll make it easier. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to have a special guest, so don't go anywhere. Big girls,
they don't cry. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
If you love the Antiques Roadshow, you'll love the Del Mar Fair Antique Show and Sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's the largest and finest antique show in California. Shop the nation's finest exhibitors at the Del Mar Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Think of all the innovations that have made things better. From the rocket...
That's one small step for man.
...to the smartphone.
You are nearing your destination.
Innovations move us forward, and now there's one for your mortgage. We are CashCall, the mortgage lender that's designed to save. Thanks to our unique process and low overhead, today's CashCall 15-year fixed rate is 2.99%, 3.026 APR, and our fee is just $495 to close any loan, anytime. Call us at 866-590-CASH, and you may save money with a lower monthly payment. Pull tens of thousands of dollars out of your home, or maybe even do both. So call 866-590-CASH and watch your savings really take off.
3, 2, 1.
Because at CashCall, we're designed to save. Call 866-590-CASH today.
CashCall, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Some commentators have tried to explain GOP success in the recent elections by citing a sudden surge of conservative voters, the same ideologically driven voters who, according to common myth, stayed home and doomed Mitt Romney's campaign 2 years ago. But exit polls show 35% of all voters in Mitt Romney's race in 2012 called themselves conservative, similar to the 37% in the electorate of 2014, and more than the 34% when George W. Bush won in 2004. The biggest segment in each of these races was self-described moderates, 40% this year. Republicans also did much better among women, young voters, blacks, Hispanics, Jews, and Asians. Competing for all ideologies and ethnicities remains the formula for success in American politics. I'm Michael Medved.
Most people do want to be good stewards.
This is Wise Counsel with Larry and Judy Kopenbarger.
Most people really want to be proactive rather than reactive. They want to be planners, but they don't know where to start. And I think that's where our gifting comes in, where we can help people understand simply their current location and their ultimate destination. Just like you punch in your GPS, and the systems and the metrics and the processes that we have are invaluable for our people. The feedback that we get is that their life is so much more peaceful and so much more simple when they have a plan.
Larry and Judy Kopenbarger invite you to call and meet them personally. You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. Call for your no-obligation appointment today. 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryKopenbarger.com. 888-738-3184.
When I was 11 for Christmas, my mother tucked the secret recipe to her famous chocolate chip cookies into the pocket of my first apron. I felt so special. We baked a big batch of cookies that Christmas just to celebrate. My husband and I became foster parents to Jennifer last year. This December, her adoption will be final. We've baked countless cookies for school since she was placed with us. When people have asked for the ingredients for my chocolate chip cookies, I've told them it's a secret family recipe. This Christmas, Jennifer is getting the recipe tucked away in her first apron. I know one day she'll give it to her daughter.
Please visit olivecrest.org to learn more about foster parenting. When you submit a pre-application online at olivecrest.org, they'll arrange an orientation with you and your home. This time next year, you just may have a couple more chairs at your Thanksgiving table. But this year, celebrate Christmas with Olive Crest at olivecrest.org. olivecrest.org.
tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt, so that's good to stay in tune with life. In the studio with us, a very good friend. Now, this is actually your third visit, I think, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. And I love to be here.
It's Chef B, Chef Bernard, the main man, the Marine Room extravaganza coordinator of all good things to eat. Is that good?
That's really wonderful. You know, the Marine Room is so special because it's right in the ocean. And there's a big news coming up. I have a new addition to the family.
You have a new, brand new baby book. Oh, no, baby
That's
book.
It.
It's a book.
A baby book. That's what it is. Book. It's a beautiful book.
Listen, folks, we've had Chef B on before, and he's got this new book, and we're going to talk about it, get in depth. It's called Two Chefs, One Catch, A Culinary Exploration of Seafood. Now, this book is all about this. Watch this. Seafood. Watch this. Seafood. Now, what else is it about, Chef?
It's all about the bounty of the ocean. It's all about seafood.
Yeah, and then when you see this food, you're going to go, I'm hungry, because this food looks amazing. You should see this book, what he's got going on here. So let's talk about the book. Let's talk about where people can access to the book. Let's talk about the idea for the book. First of all, the book has to be birthed somewhere in you first. What happened to birth the book?
Well, Ron and I did our first cookbook. It was Two Chefs, One World, and it was about our travel throughout, you know, for about 45, 50 countries. And then one day we were looking at a new project, and it's like, you know what? I was born by the ocean. He pretty much grew up by the ocean as well in Florida. So it was like, how do we bring everything together when it comes to really make a big difference, a really good platform to tell everybody, we have the ocean right there. We know. We don't know too much about the ocean. We know more what's on the moon than what's in the ocean. But in the meantime, 65 to 70% of the planet is covered by the ocean. So it's very important that we are really well-versed. And at the same time, being at the Marine Room, seafood is really the platform of my cuisine and our cuisine. So it was like, how can we really bring all this together and showcase what the ocean has to offer?
Let me ask you this. This is your second book, because that first book that you did had to do with you guys going around, two chefs, you know, going around the world kind of mentality. Was this book easier or harder to write than the other book?
Well, it was much easier because we learned what not to do on the second book. So it was like, you know, we could say really efficient. So we wrote that book in about 1.5 years. But what we wanted to do is also make sure that we use the resources that we in San Diego. And what I mean by resources would be, for example, to have an amazing photographer. So Marshall Williams from Marshall Williams Photography is the guy who did all the photography. And Marshall and I worked on a lot of different little programs before, and we just got together. Ron was cooking, I was doing the food styling, he was shooting, and I had to tell you, it really came up together amazingly. The photography is beautiful. You can eat from the page.
We opened it up. I mean, we come in there, robo producer opens the book right to a page. It's like, hello, and he opened it right to a recipe that's even being picked up, you were mentioning, and getting some widespread attention right now. And I'm telling you, folks, you open this book, you're thinking, diet? I don't know. I don't think so.
Actually, you know what?
Is it all healthy?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
it
you're
is.
Killing me.
You know, when we did this book, we wanted to make sure that we kept everything well-balanced. So we wanted to make sure that all the ingredients would be accessible to everyone. It would be delicious, nutritious, well-balanced, but most importantly, very easy. Everybody gets a little bit nervous when it comes to protein, and a protein is as delicate as seafood. It's expensive. You don't want to really mess it up. You want to make sure that it really shines at the table with the family. So this is what we did. Very simple recipe. And, you know, most of the recipes can be done within, I would say, 20 minutes. Some of them are casserole, so it's going to be a little bit longer. But a casserole is really wonderful because it means that you cook it into a one-pot vessel, and you have all these amazing flavors who come together. So that was really what was behind the book. You know, it's amazing because my first book was self-published. This one, we have a publisher, Rouen Publishing in New York, and amazing people. That they told us, oh, carte blanche on everything, and we just went, what's the catch? Because usually there is no there is no carte blanche.
Yeah.
The catch was, make sure that all the ingredients are readily available, that everyone and their family can really cook their wonderful recipe quickly. You can go to one store, shop, buy what you need and what you get. And at the same time, it was also to make sure that we bring good guidelines on how to select the fish, how to handle the fish. You have safety, you have guidelines, you have stories. So it's really, really neat.
Let me ask you this. You have, now first of all, that's super cool that you used a local photographer. I mean, that's you're promoting San Diego, which is where you live, it's where you work, it's where you exist, and you're trying to breathe life into
the
city.
It's my life. It's our life.
Yeah, it's our life. And that's really good. So that's well appreciated. And then you made these recipes so that these recipes, now I'm really poor at cooking. I think we've discussed this before that my greatest...
But you're getting much better. I got to tell you, after that first book, man, you start to make souffles. I just went, what? Really?
I'm definitely improving. Keep that up. Here's a 20. Anyway, so the bottom line is these recipes are not difficult, and people can get all this stuff here in San Diego, can't they? They don't have to go order somewhere special. They can get it all here, can't they?
When I started to work on the book with Ron, this is what I did. I went to Ralph. I went to Vaughn's. I went to Trader Joe's. I went to all the local places, and we looked at all the recipe we had, and we had to make a few, I would say, adjustments to make sure that those ingredients would be readily available. And you know what? It's been really fantastic. Our friends already have been using quite a bit of that book. Even the book just came out, I would say, like a week ago. And tonight, we're doing a big launch tonight. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But it's all about making it easy for everyone. So I have a little recipe in front of me right now, which is a tarragon pesto crusted salmon. You make your pesto, you sear your salmon, you put the pesto on top, you bake it in the oven. Boom, boom, boom. 15 minutes, done.
Wow.
Yummy.
Wow. It's the pictures are amazing. First of all, I didn't even have a good lunch today, just to be honest. And now that I'm looking at the pictures, I'm like going, oh, I am so sorry. Because now I'm starving. Thanks a lot, Chef.
You're welcome. The other thing behind the book is to make sure that we really understand our oceans. So sustainability is the key of the future. And we want to make sure that we preserve our ocean for future generation. So by having some really good guidelines and some great information, we are able to make a difference. So as chef and human being, we have to be good caretakers of our ocean and land, so like the future generation can really enjoy it as much as we enjoy it.
Every page I'm turning, I'm just telling you right now, I've got my hand in the book. I'm turning every page. There's this like, oh my goodness, look at this. Oh my goodness, look at this.
Oh my God.
How many total recipes?
He's starting to drool, ladies and gentlemen.
How many recipes do you have in here?
So we have about 140 recipes, and it's still about traveling through about 50 countries. And there is a little story with each of the recipe of where we discover those recipes or anecdotes of places where that recipe is originating from. So at the same time, when you read the book, it takes you on a journey and it teaches you about different cultures. It's really neat. It's
That's
a great
amazing.
Place to travel. You don't have to go to the airport. You don't have to go on the internet. You get the book, a nice glass of wine, and start reading and start cooking.
All right. Amazon. I mean, this is the place to get the books, Amazon.
You
right?
better Just believe it. Amazon.com is the place to get it. But tonight, we are having an amazing book signing, in my opinion, in one of the best bookstore in La Jolla, which is Warwick's. I mean, you know, it's been there for a long, long time. I mean, when you go to Warwick's, it's warm. You have all those amazing books, and they are the nicest people ever. So Ron and I, at 7:30 tonight, will be signing some books.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, just listen to me. You want to buy a cookbook? You want to buy a special book for somebody for the holiday? Just listen. You have no idea how cool this book is. And I'm not kidding. Every page you turn to, it's like, look at that. Every time I'm turning it, this is if you could get this as a gift and get Chef B's signature on there, wow. The event is tonight, right?
Tonight
at Warwick's. At what time?
At 7:30 p.m., we open the door.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's really neat. I mean, you know, you can get it there. If you miss tonight, go to Amazon. It's really a great book, and it's really a fun book to read.
I'm telling you, folks, I get excited about theology books. You guys know that. But I'm looking at this foodie thing and going, wow, this is some serious stuff. Chef B, out. Standing. Can you hang out like 5 extra minutes with us? Do you mind?
You bet a bit of it.
Okay, cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon vow of assurance. It's their commitment to excellence, and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit teamkiaofelcajon.com.
My family's safety is my responsibility. Lord forbid anything were to happen while I'm away. So my wife and I decided to get a home security system. The best advice came from an ex-cop buddy who said he had a Vivint home security system. So we went with Vivint. Anyway, about a week later, I was traveling. It was late, and I got that feeling. You know, like I should check on my family? So I connected to my Vivint home security system from my smartphone. My security camera showed everything was okay. But my oldest forgot to lock the back door and set the alarm. No worries. I armed the system and locked the doors right from my smartphone. Bottom line, with Vivint, I worry way less.
Get Vivint Home Security, winner of Consumer Digest's Best Buy Award for its advanced security. Call and get up to $1,800 in security equipment at no charge. That's $1,800 in security equipment at no charge. Call 800-407-1052. That's 800-407-1052. 800-407-1052.
Restrictions apply. 48 or 60-month agreement at minimum $68 per month and activation fee required. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers.
My name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting.
And I'm his wife, Brittany, who just had a beautiful baby girl, Brielle Maria Giacalone.
Honestly, it's the best thing that's ever happened to us. One of the things we wanted to do was to thank all the KPRZ listeners.
Our business has grown a lot lately, and we're very, very thankful.
So we wanted to pay it forward. Current Solar Contracting will donate $100 for every in-home consultation booked for the first 20 homeowners and $500 for every contract signed to Toys for Joy right here in San Diego.
Especially having a newborn baby, we really wanted to give back to the kids. They're so cute, and they deserve to have a great experience. And what better way to pay it through Toys for Joy?
Help us reach our goal of $10,000 by December 13, 2014. Let's give back. Let's give joy to those who need it most, the kids.
Join the Current Solar family and help put a smile on a child's face. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsolarsd.com. Right, baby Ellie?
The holidays are almost here. Soon there'll be guests and gatherings, so now's the time to get your carpets cleaned. Call Zero Res today. Old carpet cleaning uses nasty chemicals, leaving residue that attracts dirt, so your carpets soon look dingy. Zero Res uses empowered alkaline water without the residue. The water is so clean, you can drink it. For the holidays, Zero Res is asking KPRZ listeners to share the warmth. During November, get 3 rooms cleaned for only $129. And if you donate a new or lightly used blanket, you get a 4th room free. Call 858-486-4100 for this amazing deal. Only $129 for 3 rooms. And get a 4th room free by donating a blanket. Commercial customers get free on-site quotes. Schedule online at ZeroSanDiego.com. Hurry, spots are filling up fast. Call 858-486-4100 now. When it comes to cleaner carpets, everyone says use Zero Res.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. And I'm drooling outside both sides of my mouth. That's just the bottom line. I'm sitting here with Chef B, Chef Bernard, and he's written a new book, Two Chefs, One Catch, A Culinary Explanation of Seafood. They're doing a big event tonight. You're doing that event tonight. What time is the event at, Chef?
The event tonight is at 7:30 at Warwick's in La Jolla on on Girard, so you cannot miss it.
You cannot miss it.
Beautiful.
Big book signing. Yes. He's got this beautiful book. Now, why I'm telling you that is because some of you are already thinking, well, maybe you should start considering getting some Christmas presents, some big presents for people. How cool would that be to get a book signed by Chef B that you can give as a special present? This is your one big shot to do it. You don't want to miss on that. If you decide not to see him, which would be a bad idea, then you can still get the book if you go to Amazon.com. Just go on to Amazon.com, type in two chefs, one catch, bam, you're done, right?
That's it. And what the other thing that you can do is when you have the book, and if the book is not signed, just stop by the Marine Room. I'm always there anyway, and I would be delighted, as well as Chef Ron Oliver, to really do a really good autograph on that gorgeous book. Not a problem.
That's very
cool.
We'd
love to do that.
All right. You said something to a robo-producer on the in-between time that made mention that you can take some of these recipes and interchange the fish. Is that right?
Yeah, that's very true. You can do most of the recipe can be handled that way. But the cool thing about the book is that, for example, when you're going through all the species at each of the chapter opener, this is what you have. You have in the wild. So we tell you where those fish pretty much are being caught. And then you have valuable nutrition when it comes to salmon or anything else. Our favorite way to prepare it in the kitchen, because we give you guidelines, because some people prefer it seared, the other one steamed, the other one barbecue. And it's a great way to do it. And then you have the fun facts. So fun facts are about, you know, it could be stories from ancient time, from the Inuit Indians, for example, or just something that happened in China.
You know,
so it's really cool.
I've never met anybody that loves food as much as me, except for I've never met anybody more passionate about food than you. You are passionate about food.
You know what's cool is that, you know, I grew up in Brittany. I was born in on the island of Jersey, which is like, you know, surrounded by water. So water for me has been always, you know, part of my life. I had an uncle who was a butcher. I have an uncle who was a baker. The other one, all of the rest of the family was into pretty much farming and fishing. So it was really, really natural to me. And I really love it. Now, let's talk about where can you get great fish in San Diego? Because, I mean, we're talking fish, and it's like, what's the best? Catalina Seafood, fantastic. Point Loma Seafood, and I would say the fishery, or you can go to Whole Foods. The important thing is to make sure that you get something who is in season, who is sustainable, and who is really good and healthy for you and your family.
That's awesome. All right, let me ask you this. The two of you wrote this book together. It's your second book. Are you guys going for a dynasty? I'm just asking you ahead of time, brother. I'm asking you.
Well, you see on this new book, it says a flying fans book, so I think it's going to be some more books that are going to come down the pipe. I don't know when yet. I don't know exactly what they are. But what I learned with making cookbooks is that if you really stay focused, you can really help everyone at home, you, your friends, your family, to really enjoy food and to really make it shine and make it an event, you know? And that's what it's all about. I mean, every day we have to eat. And what's better than just having a great meal? And, you know, sometimes it's just seasoning. It's so simple. But that little touch will make everybody happy.
You know, the way that you approach it and the way that you communicate it and the way this book presents it, it makes eating a celebration. And you know what's really important about that is there is enough horrible, ridiculous, terrible things going on. Why not have a main part of your life be a blessing in your life at the same time? I mean, you really communicate. And I'm telling you, every time I turn a page, it's like, oh, there's something. I just opened it up and I'm looking at tails. I'm looking at these lobster tails. I'm like going, hello.
You know what's funny is the other thing who is really fun for me is that, you know, I was raised Catholic. So every Friday is the day that we will have fish. So when I read this book, it's like, man, if I had a family and every Friday we have fish, I mean, wow, what a platform. I mean, if you cannot cook that at the house, come and see me at the Marine Room. But in the meantime, it is such a great way to celebrate life.
Yeah.
Because we're here for a very short time. So if you can really make it fun, healthy, and bringing friends and family together, this is the essence of life. And that's what we should all do.
I love the communication. I love your spirit. I love your attitude about it. Let me ask you this.
Wait.
When you finished this book, and I'm going to ask you this like on a personal level, when you were like, okay, we're done, Did you then go, oh, no, wait, we got to add this? Or no, wait, dude. In other words, did you go, when you were done, were you done 10 times, 20 times? Because you're like, oh, wait, what about this? When you done, you were like, we are done.
You know, actually, you know what? No. The one who was like, Bernard, we are done is Ron. Ron is like, you know, it's like, hey, structured chef, this is it. No more. We have enough. It's 352 pages. I think that if we want to add more, why don't we write another book in the future? But this is perfect. And also, when we went through the recipe, we make sure that we cut a lot of the little technical verbiage to make sure that everybody can understand exactly what needs to be done. When you look at the recipe itself, we decided to have all the ingredients in red because it catches your eye. Like this, you don't make any mistakes. But yeah, Ron just went, hey man, this is it.
My
food photographer just went, it's a wrap. We are down. It is so cool. Great. But then, you know, it's printed and the baby comes to you and you go, oh wow, it is so cool. It came out so beautiful. Yeah. It's like a newborn. That's it.
Excellent job, Chef B. You got to pick this book up. Two chefs, one catch. You can get it at Amazon. If you get it at Amazon, if you don't go to the signing tonight and get it at Amazon, go to the Marine Room, go say hi, go say hello. He'll sign it for you right then and there. And then you're going to be like, call that Dave Spoon guy. Tell him I said thank you. You're going to be so happy with this, you're not going to believe it. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here with Chef B at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. We got more coming up, and we're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.